Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful day. So let's get out in that yard and get some gardening done. Don, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up for us this hour?
This hour we have Mary from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about hydrangeas.
Mary, good morning and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, Paul. My hydrangeas, the winter was very hard on my hydrangeas, and I have cleaned out all the dead wood, and I've cut down the stems until the first green bud or leaf, and I was wondering what fertilizer should I use to help them along to recover.
Okay. Now, what color is the flower on your hydrangea, Mary?
Blue.
Blue. Okay. Any of the round flowering varieties with a blue flower, you want to use a fertilizer that is on the acidic side. And that will help the plant to grow much better, and it will intensify the blue coloration of the flower. So a fertilizer like Holytone or Dr. Earth for acid-loving plants will do very, very well. Now, the other thing that you can do is if you see that the color in late June or early July is not as blue as you want it to be, you can buy a product called aluminum sulfate. And aluminum sulfate is a soil acidifier. And it's a product that if you grow blueberries, aluminum sulfate will make your blueberries grow a lot better. You're not going to put that on anything else. Blue hydrangea and blueberries, aluminum sulfate. Now, the one thing that you want to do with blue hydrangea is never prune them until the buds begin to swell and you can start to see green coming out of those buds. Never, ever prune hydrangea in the fall of the year. Always do your pruning as the plant wakes up during the month of May. Anything that's dead, you remove. And if you've got a plant that last year, for some reason, the blue hydrangeas grew very, very tall, 3 and 4 feet in some areas and even more. When the buds begin to swell, and let's say you have 4 or 5 clusters of buds, you can cut back the plant as long as you have 2 to 3 clusters of buds on the individual stem. You never cut hydrangeas to the ground, okay? Now, the other hydrangea, the cone-shaped varieties, those you can cut to make them smaller at this time also. Your cone-shaped hydrangea are in a family called PG or Paniculata grandiflora. They always flower every year, no matter what you do to them. And there's a lot of new hybrids. So if you're looking for pinks, reds, spotted varieties, look for that. And there's a new hydrangea. Normally, there's a variety called Annabelle. And Annabelle is a white that blooms during June. It is a cone-shaped one. There's a new hybrid called Invincible, and it's pink. It is the first pink Annabelle-type hydrangea to be produced. And it is a pale pink. And what is really nice about the people that developed this invincible pink hydrangea, and it's very, very hardy, will survive the winter as far north as Presque Isle, Maine, St. Johnsbury, Vermont, and beyond. This one, some of the proceeds are going to the Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation. And it's the same color as their logo. So if you're looking for something different and something that will bloom every single year, ask for the Annabelle Pink called Invincible. Great question. Don, who's next? George, who's next?
Paul in Massachusetts has a question about corn gluten.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Two questions. One about corn gluten and one about phlox. My question about the corn gluten is that last week I put down the corn gluten, and I was wondering when I can seed again.
Okay, and your second question?
Yep, about the phlox. I love the phlox, the different varieties of colors, and I have a slope in my yard next to my neighbor, about 45 degrees, and I'm looking for like a brown cover. It gets mostly sun, and I'd love to put phlox in there, but I was wondering if that would be a good idea and when I could put it down.
Okay. Your common ground phlox comes in white, comes in pink, comes in purple, and there's even a bicolor that's pink and white called candy cane. And these ground varieties or ground phlox can be divided when the blooming cycle finishes. So if you have some in your yard, you can take a shovel or a garden spade and dig up the plant and then split it in two or three pieces. If you buy a new plant this year in a container and it's larger than 4 to 5 inches, let's say it's a foot in diameter, you can take it right out of that container, split it in half, and make two. Each ground phlox plant has the capability of growing a good 15 to 18 inches or more in diameter in just a couple of years. So it's a very fast-growing plant, but you don't want to divide them when it's in bloom. Wait until the flowers are beginning to go by, they're looking a little tired, then dig up the clump, cut them up in pieces about 6 inches in diameter, and plug them in a staggered row, and they make a wonderful, wonderful ground cover that's green during the winter and then colorful at this time of the year. Corn gluten is an organic weed killer. It will kill crabgrass. It will also kill dandelion, chickweed, and clover seed in your lawn. It produces a liquid. The liquid is absorbed by the seed, and it kills the seed. It will not kill the adult or the mature weed in your lawn. It's a product that's totally natural. It's part of the corn seed and traditionally was used to feed chickens, turkeys, and ducks. They spilt some. They noticed where they had spilt some of the product, they had no weeds. And it's now being used across the country to help control crabgrass and other lawn weeds. The only way that you can plant grass seed is if you have to add an inch or more of soil on top of the corn gluten so that the seed is able to germinate in fresh soil. If you plant the grass seed in the ground where you have put the corn gluten, it does not know that the seed that you are planting is good and it will kill it. The other thing with corn gluten, it's all natural, it's organic. You need to apply it spring during March, April, and very early May, and then again in September. Spring and fall applications. But if you want to start new seed, you need to add soil on top of the corn gluten and then cover the seed with a little bit more soil, and then it will germinate and it will grow. But you cannot plant seed in the ground where you put the corn gluten because it will kill your fresh grass seed. Good question. George, who's up next?
That would be Dan in Maine. He's got a question about Scott's winter feed fertilizer.
Dan, why don't you hold on, and as soon as we get through this break, we'll get right back to you and help you with your Scott's fertilizer.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow-release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Dan. Good morning. How can we help you with your garden this morning? Dan, are you there? Dan? Oh, I guess not. George? Franklin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, Franklin from New Mexico.
Yes, good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. I've got a question about my lawn. I planted some tall fescue on the 18th of last month, and on the bag it said 21 days for it to sprout. And I can already see it because it's day 19 now. How often do I water?
Okay. If you want to have a good-looking lawn, then you're going to need to water that newly sprouting grass seed every single day. The most important part of growing a lawn from seed is moisture. And especially right now, and this is what people don't realize at times. For example, you can buy annual rye, and it will come up in a week or 10 days, but it's an annual, so it dies back. You have a permanent grass seed. The seed is going to come back year after year after year. But to make that seed establish, it will take anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks for the seed to germinate. So you need to keep it wet so that as that really tiny, tiny root comes out of that seed, becomes established, that root system that's very young and very small is pulling the moisture that it can to make the foliage develop. So the root system forms first. Now, once the root is able to pick up nourishment, to pick up moisture, then the foliage will emerge from the seed. And it is very, very critical that you keep that soil wet at all times. Now, if you're in a climate where your daily temperatures get up into the 70s and 80s, you may have to water it twice. You may have to water it first thing in the morning and again at night. And this will need to be done a couple of times until you've mowed it at least once. once you have mowed the grass, then you can cut it back to once a day. Once you've mowed the grass 3 or 4 times, then you can cut it back to a couple times a week. But that first month or two, when you plant grass from seed, moisture, moisture, moisture is the answer to get that lawn nice and thick. Also, you should fertilize. If you did not feed that grass when you planted the seed, that is very, very important. And don't use any weed control products. The best food for a new seed is a fertilizer that says for new seeding. It will encourage the root system to grow faster than the foliage. And the reason for that is if the roots get established, the top will come all by itself. So a seed starter fertilizer is something that will do a really good job. And because it's a new lawn, if you can pamper it, if you can fertilize that lawn 2 and even 3 times during the first year with the seed starter fertilizer, you'll have a better lawn. Again, a regular fertilizer encourages the top to grow to make it thicker and fuller, while a seed starter fertilizer encourages the root system. And with summer coming, the deeper, the stronger your roots are, the better your grass will do. So feed it at the time of planting and about 6 weeks later. And then 6 weeks later. If you do that, your lawn will look like sod.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Well, this time of the year, beautiful tulips, beautiful spring flowering bulbs. You go out the next day, and where did they go? What happened to them? Well, it's springtime. The animals that lived in the woods that were hibernating all winter are hungry, and they're looking for a food source. And there are ways that you can protect your spring flowering bulbs, and if you have newly emerging perennials, and all of a sudden they're beginning to disappear, it's the time of the year that you should be protecting them from various types of animals. To give you some idea about the feeding habit and what you use, we've asked Dave Cutterback to join us from the Deer Scram Corporation, and he will give you some really good tips on keeping your garden safe from animals at this time of the year and during the summer months also. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and happy Mother's Day to all of your listeners.
It's a great day, a wonderful day for our moms. They should have more than one Mother's Day a year.
There you go.
Tell us what people should do to keep their spring flowering bulbs safe at this time of the year.
Well, the best thing to do is to act now. As plants emerge, the growing tips are very nutritious, and those hungry creatures, deer and rabbits, have been waiting all winter long for good, solid food in your gardens. Deer especially, does now, are carrying fawns. They're pregnant, and they're going to give birth in a couple of more months, and they're hungry. They're eating for two, maybe three. If you apply the right repellent now, you can establish a prevention zone around your garden, around the food that those creatures eat. Our products, Deer Scram and Rabbit Scram, are granular. If you sprinkle these products around the target plants, you'll be able to prevent damage by establishing a protection barrier. This is natural. It's organic. It's a natural scent that they intensely dislike, and they'll stay away from it.
Now, for people that are beginning to plant vegetables and annuals, can they treat these gardens with these products?
Absolutely. These are safe for use in vegetable gardens and among any of your plants and flowers. What you do with either product is sprinkle it in a band about 18 to 20 inches wide. With Beer's Cram, we say go outside around the edge of what you're doing. Go out about 18 inches away from a drip line where buds are coming out, or in your garden where sprouts are beginning to emerge. Sprinkle a band about 18 inches wide, and that alone will stop them. The good news is, too, it won't wash off with rain or normal weathering. It's good for 30, sometimes 45 days. It doesn't smell bad in your garden, and it's going to work really well. We certainly guarantee it.
Now, I know a lot of people want privacy hedges, and one of the most common used privacy plants is arborvitae. And if you live in a neighborhood or an area where you have deer, arborvitae is just like putting ice cream out for them.
Sure, they'll trim your tree for them, for you.
How often would you apply a repellent like yours for evergreen-type plants, especially now when they've got all of the buds are beginning to swell, they've got all of the new growth that's really tender and tasty? Do you do it more often, Dave?
No. The good news is that 30 or 45-day window, let's call it 30, is going to work just fine. The beauty of a granular repellent that is sprinkled and applied on the ground around plants is that even with new growth, the plant, that arborvitae, any other shrubs or flowers, will remain protected even as they grow. Those growing tips and those buds are the things that are most nutritious and are most popular with a deer. You know, Paul, a deer will eat up to 6 pounds of vegetation, including buds, every single day. So they're hungry, they eat a lot, but they'll stay away if you use a repellent like this.
Now, one of the things that you told me that you are really, really excited about, and you've been working on this for a long time, and I've been trying to motivate you to get this done, is I have a problem with my neighbor's cat. I mean, this is the greatest neighbor that you could ask for. But he's got a cat that comes into my vegetable garden, and instead of using the walkways, we'll use the planting beds as his bathroom. And you have developed a product that will keep the cats out of your gardens. Tell us.
Well, Paul, I have to give you full credit. It's true. For 3 years now, you've been asking me if I can solve this problem. And yes, indeed, we have now developed Scram for Cats. Scram for Cats, again, is granular. It is natural and organic. And that was the whole challenge and criteria for making this repellent, was to keep it natural, keep it safe, make it easy to use. Here's what you do with it. Just sprinkle it in that area where that plant is, where that cat is discovering and making a new litter box. The cat will immediately find the smell uncomfortable to it, even though it's not that bad to us. I'm not going to say it's not strong at all, but when you apply it in the garden, it's got a little bit of a cedar smell to it, and it will chase that cat away. It'll keep it from coming back. It'll biodegrade normally into the soil in your garden. Reapply it. This one probably every 2 or 3 weeks. You've got to watch to see when the cat comes back. But it's good to keep the cats away. We've had tremendous success since we released it last fall. We almost can't keep it in stock.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, I love my neighbor, and, I mean, I like cats, but they can really create a problem, and we've had a lot of callers that have had problems with cats coming in, especially during the winter months. If a cat is allowed to go outside, It'll go up against the house where the ground thaws with the warm rays of the sun, and it will use it, will go between a various shrubbery. So this is a product that you can put there to keep the cats out.
Absolutely. And remember again, Scram for Cats was designed as a natural product. It was designed not as a spray, but as a granule that retains its repellency for a period of time. We worked hard on it. We're very proud of it. And it's got a sort of a brother product, if you want to call it, called Scram for Dogs. Now, Scram for Dogs, if you have similar problems at your curb, in your garden, or in your lawn where you're getting brown spots you don't want from dogs that pass by, Scram for Dogs will work in a similar fashion. The dog, which uses his scent of smell to find a spot to relieve itself, will move on. It won't stop. It'll keep going. It'll also prevent digging from in corners of the yard. Your own dog sometimes will dig up things, your favorite bed, because the soil's nice and loose. Spray for Dogs will prevent that kind of damage without any harm to your own pet or your kids, your family, and others.
Wow, that's great. And so that if you want to train your dog to go to a certain area, you can treat the rest of the yard so that they don't go there.
Absolutely. And training is a good word, Paul, because while Scram for Cats is an immediate repellency action, that's the way the cat works. It smells something it doesn't like, it doesn't go there. The dog, though, is familiar with territory it's been. It'll return to where it's been in the past. And it may take a couple of applications to strengthen that smell. However, it'll learn that's not the best place to go. It's better to go somewhere else. Again, now, natural, granular, and organic.
Is there a website that people can go to get more information, Dave?
Sure. Look for the words Scram for Cats or Scram for Dogs on the Internet through any browser, any search engine, go right to our repellent. The sites, scramforcats.com, scramfordogs.com, and there's now a new master site called epicrepellents.com. That's the store that you can buy products at, and on each of our websites, for rabbits, deer, dogs, cats, you can find dealer listings where you can buy it in your local stores. Or, of course, you can always give us a call on our toll-free telephone number, 877-337-2726.
That's wonderful. Now, again, these are all natural. They're all organic. They're totally safe. They're not going to hurt any of the animals that are creating a problem for you.
Absolutely right, Paul. We've been in business 11 years now, and this is all we make are safe, natural, granular repellents that are good for the environment, stop the pests from the activity you don't like, yet protect things safely. You can relax with your kids and family, not have any pest problems.
That's the way to go. Now, the other thing that I'm excited about is you have a product called Mole Scram that you've been making for a long time, and I've had very, very good results with it. But you were telling me the other day that you have coming in the fall a product that will control voles in your garden. Can you tell us a little bit about
the vole? The secret's out. It's first out on your show. Mole Scram, as a mole repellent that stops those volcanoes from appearing on your lawn, is the best one in the country. It's got extra ingredients in it that make it more effective than the other repellents on the market. But it doesn't stop voles. Voles are field mice. Field mice are vegetarians. Moles eat worms, grubs, other meat. But field mice, voles, eat roots, stems, grasses, and tunnel through your lawn, the thatch, and in your garden, even in your herb garden and vegetable garden during the summer. Mole repellent doesn't stop voles, so we had to develop a specific repellent which uses natural herbal extracts that voles, field mice, don't like. They'll stay clear of it. And yes, indeed, it will release in the fall. You'll be able to find it in stores and certainly on our websites. It is exciting to us, too. It took us some while to come up with the best formula. Again, that is natural and safe, but does the job better than anything else.
Yeah, because it's voles are really tough. I had a problem in my vegetable garden last year. I planted a row of peas, and one by one, the plants started to die. And as I pulled them up, I found a tunnel. And what made it even worse was I went to pull my carrots in the fall. And normally you've got to give the carrots a pretty good tug to get them out of the ground or dig them with a spade or a pitchfork. Well, I pulled on them and they came up and all my carrots were 3 inches long. And there was a trench below the carrots about 6 inches deep. And the voles had eaten all of my carrots. What a disappointment.
Absolutely. And this is why the design for vole spam is specifically going to stop that problem. What happens is the natural ingredients inside our carrier, which is peanut hulls, peanut shells, leaches slowly into the ground and moves through the soil, also gently coats the roots and carrots underneath. And that is what's going to keep them away.
Wonderful. Dave, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We look to talk to you again, and we look for your new products to help us to become better gardeners.
Thanks, Paul, and happy gardening.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
A tin hut!
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds! Kill them all!
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice, then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
Clover, crabgrass, and dandelions. Scott's Super Turf Builder products are an easy way to keep those uninvited guests out by preventing crabgrass, killing unwanted weeds, and thickening your lawn. Scott's patented all-in-one particle contains more of the essential nutrients your lawn needs to grow thick and green, and a thick lawn doesn't leave much room for weeds. So give your lawn what it needs to kick weeds to the curb. Buy Scott's Super Turf Builder products at your independent garden center and hardware store. Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids. Prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find a loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Let's go to the phone line. George, who's up next?
That would be Marilyn calling us from Maine, and she's got a seaside woodland garden she'd like to ask you about.
Marilyn, good morning, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you very, very much. Although I have two questions, I want to thank you so much for suggesting wet and forget. It's fabulous. It really is. I live near the sea. I'm developing a woodland garden. Can you recommend plants? And my second question is, my hosta spears are showing. How do I transplant them?
Okay.
Thank you.
On your hosta, you can dig them right now. Hosta is a plant that's so strong. I mean, you could divide that at any time of the year. But now really is the best. What you want to do is to dig up the clump. And if you want to make several plants and you're willing to put a little bit of time in it, if you can make your clumps with 3 to 5 shoots, they will more than double over the course of this year. So if you dig up your hosta clump and you've got a nice big mature one that's got 20, 25 new shoots coming out of it, and you split that in 4 or 5 pieces, you're going to have a plant almost the same size within 2 years. But hosta can be divided right now, no problem at all. Daylilies, if they're not too big, you can dig up the clump and pull them apart. Use a knife and, you know, pull, cut a little bit, pull, rather than just chop the entire clump in half. I've had much better results doing that. And now's a good time to divide them. Don't divide daylilies as much as you would hosta. Otherwise, you won't get the blooms. The best time for daylilies will be when they finish blooming in the fall of the year. But they can be split into 2 pieces now. But hosta, a minimum of 3 for the best results. And they will double within a year, and some varieties even more. Now, if you want to do a natural garden with wildflowers and things, go to your local nursery. They can help you a great deal to give you plants. The first thing you're going to have to do is you need to write down a list. Sun or shade? When is it sunny? When is it going to be shady? That will help a great deal. what type of soil do you have? Is it sandy or is it on the clay side? Does your soil dry out during the summer or does it stay wet? Do you have standing water? These are all questions that you need to write down and you need to get answers for so that you can choose the right plant. So you need to know sun, soil type, and moisture. The other thing is, if you're going to be doing it near a wooded area and you have deer, then a good book about repelling or plants that are not eaten by deer would help you a great deal. And there's some wonderful books on the market that will give you a list of deer, plants that deer will not eat. That will help. The other thing is, if you're going to create a natural garden like that, you're going to need to use a mulching material, either like compost or bark mulch, so that you can keep it natural without having the weeds take over. Because if you don't, the weeds will choke everything out and all of your hard work will go. And there's a lot of great wildflowers that you can plant. One website that you can go to, they will give you a list of wildflowers that you can use in this garden and will tell you wet soils, dry soils, sun or shade is wildflowerfarm.com. It's the website for the great grass seed that will grow on the side of the road. It requires no fertilizing at all, hardly, and very little water, but they specialize in wildflowers. So check it out, wildflowerfarm.com, and it will tell you about the wildflowers for sun, shade, wet, or dry growing conditions.